भवतो जन्म परम जन्म दिवसतः कथम एतत् विजानीयान् त्वाम् आदौ प्रोक्तवान् इति अर्जुन उवाच अपरं भवतो जन्म परं जन्म दिवस्वत कथामेतद्विजानीयाम् त्वामादो प्रोक्तवामिति अर्जुन उवाच अपरं भवतो जन्म परं जन्म दिवस्वत कथामेतद्विजानीयाम् त्वामादो प्रोक्तवामिति अर्जुन उवाच
ordinary human being to misunderstand Krishna. Generally, Krishna is understood as a historical person. Therefore, suppose if Krishna was born as contemporary of Arjuna, because they are two cousins. The modern scholars also, so-called scholars, they also think that Krishna is a person like us. That is spoken in the Bhagavad Gita that Abhijananti Madhamura Manasintana. Because Krishna appears like ordinary human being, not ordinary, his activities are not ordinary. Still, some foolish, mura, the exact meaning of the mura means foolish, or ascetics, they think Krishna as ordinary. To accept a human being as God, and to accept God as human being, both things are two things. God is God, human being is human. That is different. A human being cannot become God, and God cannot become human. So Krishna is not that God, which are very cheap nowadays, so-called God. It's not that. It's like nowadays my mystic power, by worshipping some demigod, one becomes God. These are ludicrous. You know that a person is going on, is being worshipped as God in a great big mission. And how he become God? By worshipping Goddess Kali. This guy, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that kamastastra hitogyan jajanti annadeva. There is no need of worshipping any demigods. We offer our respect, all respect, to demigods. It's not that we Vaishnav, we do not offer respect to Goddess Kali or Lord Shiva. It's not that. We offer proper respect. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us that Bhavani na manade. A Vaishnava gives honor even to the lowest creature. Because he sees everyone in relationship with God Vaishnava. So the pure Vaishnava offer respect to everyone. I went back to the demigods. But they do not equalize the demigods with God. They are not such fools. They cannot say that Krishna or Lord Shiva or Goddess Kali or Lord Brahma, they are all the same. They do not come in this case. They know by following the footsteps of acharyas, just like in the Chaitanya Chaitanya, they offer say, Ekola Ishar Krishna are Sabhritta. Only Master is Krishna. And all others, even including Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Indra, Chandra, very, very big, big demigod, they are also servants. Even one says, when Krishna requires personal service, his incarnation, Sesha, he serves Krishna. Sesha, Seshana, is expansion of Sankarsana. So Krishna accepts service by his own expansion. He enjoys pleasure by expanding his pleasure potency, Srimati Radhara. Radha Krishna Pranaya Brigiti Alladini Shakti Asma. Radharani is also Krishna. Potency. Expansion of Krishna. Pleasure potency. So in this way, Krishna is the original person. Krishna Su Bhagavan Sayam. That is the person. Krishna is the original person. Ishara Parama Krishna. Sachidananda Vigraha. Anadi Radhi Govinda. Sarvakaranaka. Ishara means controller. Everyone of us are more or less controller. Yes, I am controlling my disciples. A family man is controlling his family. A big office manager is controlling his office. Managing director. Some big businessman like Billa and others, they're controlling the big, big factories. So, more or less every one of us is a controller. Small and big. So in that sense, everyone is Ishvara. But Krishna is not that type of Ishvara. Ishvara Parama. That is it. It is not very difficult to understand what is God if you have got little sense. This is very nice explanation of God in the Brahma Sangha. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Ishvara we can understand, controller. That is not very difficult. But here, a controller is controlled by another controller. Suppose a gentleman is manager of Vrindavan Bank. He is controller. But he is controlled by another person. It is very different. not difficult. Similarly, you go on researching, then here is a controller, but he is controlled by somebody else. And who controls him? Who controls him? If you go on, research, there are many research scholars. Now find out the supreme control. And that is Krishna. If you can find out the supreme controller, that is Krishna. Janmadrasya jataha. Adipurusha. Adyam. Purusham. Shastatam. Parabrahma. Paramdhama. Pavitram. Paramam. After hearing from Krishna, Arjuna accepted that you are the supreme person for a Brahma, bigger than the Brahma. The Mayavadis, they are after Brahma. Brahma Sukhano Bhutya. Ittham Satana Brahma Sukhano Bhutya. Dasangatanam Paradaivitina. Maya Sitanam. Nardarakena sadhan vidyahu kritapunna punya. Sukadeva Goswami is giving his comment when Krishna was playing with the cowherd boy, that here is the person who is worship, who is not directly worship, who is worship by his Brahma effulgence, Brahma Aham Pratistha. Krishna bodily effulgence is impersonal Brahma. Yasya prabhaha prabhavato jagadanna koti. Kotishu asesha vasudhadi bhuti jinnam. This whole universe, innumerable universes, containing innumerable planets, they are simply floating on the bodily rays of just as we have got experience, the sun sign, there are innumerable millions and trillions of planets that floating in the sun sign. Floating, everyone. Even the sun is floating. Everyone is floating. Wetlessness, modern scientific. So, therefore, Krishna is the original person. The people, a man who does not know Krishna, he thinks he is a human. Therefore, let me imitate. I am also Krishna. I am also God. You may be God, but you are not that type of God as Krishna. Many gods, as I have explained. There are many gods. The god means controller. But real God, Swayam Bhagavan, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Sai. So Arjuna knows everything. But because he was talking with Krishna as his friend, people may not misunderstand him. Therefore he is answering the question of the ordinary people. Aparam bhavatu janma, param janma. Krishna said that imam vivasati yugam pratvan aham apayam. I spoke this Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga, Bhagavad Gita, first to sun god. So at the present moment, people are so foolish, they cannot understand even what is sun. So foolish. They have no importance. That in the sun, there is a predominating deity or the president. Just like here in this planet, we find presidents, not one president, hundreds of presidents. But actually, time was there when on this planet there was only one president. Up to Maharaj Parikshit, the one monarch. who was controlling the whole world. One flag. And nowadays, because people have advanced, so we see in New York almost every day on the First Avenue. Is that on the First Avenue? UNESCO.
First Avenue.
Yes. So there is the United Nations organization. And we pass through, we see hundreds of flags. Not one flag. Although they are trying to be united, United Nations, they are becoming more and more disunited. Then where is the strength of unity? They are missing the point. Unity can be made possible when we become Krishna conscious. Otherwise there is no question of unity. On the material platform, there cannot be unity. Therefore, there is no peace. But the peace formula is explained by Krishna, that bhokaram jagadavasam sarvalokamayasam. Bhokaram jagadavasam sarvalokamayasam. Svidam sarvabhutanam gyata mam shanti michyati. If anyone understands perfectly well that Krishna is the supreme engineer, Krishna is the supreme proprietor, Krishna is the supreme controller, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarvalok Mahasram, he is the proprietor of all universe, not only one, but millions of universes, spiritual world, material world. He is the supreme enjoyer and proprietor. And he is the supreme friend. Sridhang Sarvabhutan. We are searching after friends who can help me. We make friendship with another person, expecting some help and assistance from that friend. But if we accept Krishna as the supreme friend, supreme protector, then there will be peace. This is the peace. Therefore, one who has selected Krishna as the supreme friend, he is not disturbed by any dangerous condition. Narayana parasarvi na kudashana bhidhati. Sargava parto nanapure shodhi tullartha devshu. Narayana para, Bhagavad, devotee of Narayana, Krishna, they can face any danger. They do not invite danger. But this material world is such a place that you have to face with danger in every step. You cannot avoid. Padam padam jada vipadam. Padam, every step. So who can avoid this dangerous position in every step? Samasita ji padapallavam prabham. Mahat padam punna jesu mudan. Babam mudhi vasa padam param padam. Padam padam jada vipadam nati. This is the only safest. If you completely depend on Krishna, mahat padam. Punna jasu murari. Krishna's another name is Murari because he killed of the name one Murari. So if we accept the lotus feet of Krishna as the boat for crossing over the ocean of missiles, then we are saved. Parampara. That is parampara. Everyone has to take shelter of Krishna. That is the success of life. So Krishna is so great. Ekala Ishwar Krishna Harsha Bhritta. Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Parataram Nanyat Vinchidasti Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Matta Sarvam Prabhatyati. These things are there. So, here Arjuna says, the Aparanga Bhavatoja. Arjuna is taking the part of a foolish man like us. He is as if he does not know Krishna. He knows Krishna perfectly. And Krishna also knows him. Because Krishna has already said, Bhaktosi. So if Arjuna is bhakta and Krishna is accepting me as my dear devotee, my friend. So it is not that Arjuna does not know, but because as Krishna has said that this philosophy I spoke to the sun god, foolish persons like me will not give. These are also Krishna saying. Abhijananti maam mudha, because we are all mudhas. So it is our business to neglect Krishna. So in order to clarify the position of Krishna, the talk between Arjuna and Krishna means to understand Krishna as he is. One inquiry by Arjuna and the answer by Krishna makes the whole thing clear, to understand the position of Krishna, so that we may be out of this ignorance that Krishna is ordinary person or ordinary human being. In this way, aparang bhavato janma parang janma vijan vivasat. So, next verse he says that bahuni te vaditani janmani tavacharjana tani aham veda sarvani natu natthana vithya paranta. This is the difference between Krishna and ordinary human being. Krishna knows past, present, future, everything. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme Authority, Supreme Brahma, is explained, janmādasya yataha annaya itaratascha arthesu abhigya. He knows everything. Just like I am living in this room, if something is missing, so reliable. So, I can say, now the matches is there in that pot. I am abhigya. The contents of my room. Similarly, Krishna is the supreme creator of everything. He is annantarastham paramanuchayantarastham. He is conscious, abhigya of everything. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhese arjuna. He knows everything, even within your heart, what you are thinking, what you are planning. It cannot be conceived to Krishna. This is our foolishness, that we are doing something, concealing. You can conceal my eyes, other friends' eyes, but you cannot conceal the eyes of Krishna. He is upadrashya anumanta. That is explained. Upadrashya is seeing always what you think. You cannot play tricks with Krishna. That is not possible. Ishara Sarvabhutana Vidyesha. So, those who are anxious to become Krishna conscious, sincere devotee of Krishna, they should not try to play tricks. Krishna will know everything. No, Krishna is avijna, Krishna is situated everywhere, he has no past, present, future, tirkalapya. No, Krishna is questioning this simply to clarify Krishna's position. This is it. Read that part. That he believes Krishna. Sarvametam nitam manne. Jatvadarshi Krishna, Arjuna said. It's like modern scholars. They cut some portion. This is not fact. This is some imagination. A devotee does not do that. Ardha kukkutin naya. To accept some portion and reject other portion. This is not the business of the devotee. A devotee accepts each and every word of Krishna. That is not that, not only Krishna or Krishna's devotee who is in the parampara system. The devotee means to accept everything in total. Either spoken by Krishna or by his devotee. That is the Sarvametamitam. Arjuna said this. I accept whatever you have said. Param Brahma Param Pavitra. But if you simply follow these footsteps of Arjuna, that is parampara. Why do you interpret Bhagavad Gita otherwise? Krishna says, evam parampara prapam imam rajasya. Parampara. So apart from other parampara, what about Arjuna says? Arjuna talked directly with Krishna. He heard Krishna directly. So what about Arjuna is admitted? You follow that footstep, then your birth will be there. Arjuna says, parabrahma. Or parameshwar. Paramatma. Ishara, Atma, we are also Atma. There is no difference of being. But we are not Paramatma. Just like Krishna said, what is that? Sarvadesha Dena. What is that in 13th chapter? Open that verse, 13th chapter. You can't forget it. No. In the beginning. Ketrabya. Khetra khetra. So Krishna says, khetam vanchapi paramiddhi sarva khetri subharata. Khetra khetra. He is explaining. Khetra khetra means this word. And khetra the proprietor, and one who knows of the body, he is called khetra. Just like there is some itching in my body, I know. So, but you do not. There is some itching in my body. It is known to me. Therefore, I am Khetra of this body. This body is Khetra. And because I know the pains and pleasure of this body, therefore, I am Khetra. So you are Khetragna in your body. I am Khetragna in my body. Another person is Khetraka in his body. But Krishna says that Khetrakam Chami Magavidhi Sarva Khetri Sudha. I am also Khetraka. But what is the difference between you are also Khetraka and I am also Khetraka? Then what is the difference? The difference is Sarva Khetri Sudha. I am Khetraka in everybody. You are Khetraka only in your body. The pains and pleasure of your body, you know. But others do not know. Similarly, in others' body, the pains and pleasure, he knows, but you do not know. This is the proof that we are all individual souls. And when Krishna says that Khetrakam Chapi Mahavidhi, therefore he is superficial. Simple thing, but the rascal, they say, there is no soul and super soul, there is only one super soul. They simply want to pose themselves as Krishna. How you can be Krishna? How you can be the Supreme God? He may be God, accepting you have some power, controlling power. But he cannot become Supreme God. That is different person. The Mayavadi, they say that there is no such Supreme God. We are God. Now in Maya, we have forgotten that we are God. But when the Maya will be dissipated, then he shall be one. Now that oneness is not possible. Because even if you are thinking that you have become God, can you feel my pleasure and pain? You cannot. How can I accept that you are the Supreme God? You may be God of your body. Others may be God for their other's body. But you cannot expand yourself in all body. That is Supreme God. Isha. That is Supreme Isha. Ishara Sabhubhutana Vidya Isha. So, here is the difference between Krishna and ordinary human being. Well, he is also individual. Krishna is also individual person. We are also individual person. Nitya nityana, chetana chetanana. But the difference is that Krishna is the supplier of necessities of all others. Ikuju bhuna vidhidhatma. We cannot supply the necessities of everyone. It is very difficult even to maintain a family, we have few members. And how we can supply the necessities of the whole world, all living in it. So, if you study Bhagavad Gita very nicely, so you will never be blocked by the so-called murhas, abhijananti mama murhas. You will never be blocked. You will understand Krishna, what he is. He is the Supreme Person. Matta parataro nana tvanchiti. Kinchidasti. Krishna says, there is no more superior person than me. Therefore he is Ishara Paramahesha. Sachidananda Vidya. He is not impersonal. Vigraha. Vigraha. When Krishna says, Aham, Adhiri Devana, so I am person. The Devata, the demigod, they are also person. So I am Adhiri Devana, he is also person. How is he person? Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Param Bhama. Purusham Shasatam, Adhyam. He is Purusham. The Supreme Lord cannot be Prakriti. Prakriti is Krishna's energy. Bhumi nama nalo bhaya. Vibhnami prakriti astadha. Jiva also. Jiva bhuta mahabhaya. Aparayam itastu vidhi me prakriti para. So jiva is also prakriti. And we can be purus. Purus is India. Jiva is not India. That is prakriti purus, understand. So anywhere you go, Krishna is the Supreme Person. He is the enjoyer. He is the friend of everyone. And if we understand these things only, these three things, then you become liberated in Egypt. Janma kam kuladi kam je janati kam. Kaptadi aham punar janma naiti mami. Simply if you understand these three things, that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, Krishna is the supreme provider, and Krishna is the supreme friend, I must take shelter of Krishna, then I am in safe custody. Simply, if we know these three things, then Dibba, then we become fit to go, to enter into the kingdom of Krishna. Tato maan tattato gyaktya vishyati tat anantaram. You can be allowed to enter into the Goloka Vrindavan, where Krishna is situated. Goloka yoga nivasati akila atma purto. It is not that because he is staying in Goloka Vrindavan, therefore he is absent here. No. Akila atma purto. He is everywhere. This is understanding of Krishna. So we are preaching this Krishna consciousness on the basis of the Bhagavad Gita as it is, without misinterpreting to show our so-called scholarship. No, that is not the way of understanding Krishna. We should understand Krishna submissively as Arjuna is. Krishnasti ham sadhimaan prapanna. Krishna also asked Arjuna to surrender fully. So he has already surrendered. When Arjuna saw that there are so many perplexities, and this cannot be solved except by Krishna. So he surrendered. Krishnasti ham sadhimaan. In this way, if we surrender to Krishna through his representative. Representative means one who says exactly what Krishna says. He does not change anything. Krishna says, sarva dharma paritajya mam ekam saranam raja, and his representative says that you give up everything, surrender to Krishna. The same thing. And there is no difficulty. One hasn't got to manufacture some idea, some philosophy. No. Everything is there. And if you preach what Krishna has said, then you are spiritual. It is not a very big job. Simply you have to become sincere to Krishna, and you learn Krishna through his representative, you become sincere with the representative of Krishna and Krishna. Jasya devi para bhakti yatha devi tatha guru. Then you are. It is not very difficult. And become, every one of you become spiritual master and preach this gospel of Bhagavad Gita as it is, then world will be saved. Otherwise, they are already in trouble and they will go more and more into the depth of the troubled, dangerous position, and they will never become happy. So Krishna consciousness movement is very, very important movement for saving human civilization, human society. Thank you very much. Chanting process is that you chant with your tongue, Hare Krishna, and hear. That's all. Then you are saved. Hare Krishna which must be chanted by the use of tongue. And you hear it. That's all. Where is the difficulty? Everything may come, but this is the process. chant Hare Krishna and give. Nothing is difficult in Krishna consciousness. One has to execute it very seriously and sincerely. Nothing is difficult. Not at all. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Yogyakevalam. Kalu Nasti, Va Nasti. Chant Hare Krishna and hear. Then everything will come. Krishna's, by chanting pure, without any offense, this Hare Krishna mantra, then you will understand Krishna's form, Krishna's quality, Krishna's pastime, Krishna's entourage, everything. Vidyavadhu jiva, sarvatma sapanam param vijayati, Sri Krishna said. Chaitanya param vijayati, Sri Krishna said. Then we can chant it. Get all success. Yaha iti sarva siddhi hayyata. Chaitanya. We get all siddhis. Ready? Greatest siddhi is to understand Krishna as the Supreme Personality. That's all. If you simply admit this, that Krishna is this life, Krishna said, Bhavanam Janmanamanti Jnanavan Maham Parpajyati. So why should you wait for Bhavanam Janma? You accept Krishna. My Lord Krishna, you are the Supreme. So long I was forgotten. Now I accept you myself. Your life. Of course, it is not very easy to do that. Therefore, there are shastras, sadhus, to take their help. But the real thing is this. Accept Krishna, the Supreme, Absolute Truth, and surrender unto Him, your business is there. And stay in that place. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given so bright and easy for the fallen soul of this Kali-yuga. They cannot do anything. So-called yoga, so-called austerity, it is not possible. Just prayana alpaya ayusha kalu vasini. Manna samandha matayu vandu bhagya jivat. It is not possible to proceed according to the ways of sacrifices, yoga, or mental speculation, yogi, siddhis. Nobody can perform perfectly. And even one performs very perfectly. That is not way to understand Krishna. Krishna says personally, Bhaktyarama Vijana. That is the only way. There is no other. They say there are many ways, and any way we accept that will lead you to the true, and that's not the fact. To understand the absolute truth, you have to accept the absolute path. That is okay. And Krishna says, Bhaktyavam, Yavam Vishnu. If you want to understand Krishna superficially, that is another thing. But if you want to know Krishna as He is, then only this devotion. Sevan Mukehi Jivahadu, Swami Vasvuruk, Krishna is living. He's so kind. If simply sincerely engaged in devotional service of Krishna, then you will see Krishna everywhere. Krishna is everywhere. So chant Hare Krishna mantra, purify your heart, which is full of dirty things, Khinnatang, Sakata, Krishna, Punnasavana, Kitana. Even if you do not understand anything, simply hear Hare Krishna and Krishna's Katha, then you become Maya. In this way, as you become more and more pious, your path to understand Krishna is clear. And at the last moment, when you are completely pure from all contamination of sinful activities, you are engaged with this person. Jesam antagatam papam jananam punya karma ti dhamna maho nirvaktavati. One who is engaged in Krishna's service with firm faith and devotion, it means he has already freed himself from all kinds of reaction and sinful activity. This is the test. Without being free from all contamination of sinful activity, nobody can pinch his faith in the Buddha. If one hesitates, that means he is still sinful. Navang duskitana murha prapadnante narada. Duskita. Duskita means sin. He cannot channel it. Is that all right? Any other question? Why don't you talk of Krishna? Those who are advanced devotees, they go ahead. Advanced devotees, they do not like to hear about Krishna. Too advanced. We are talking of Krishna, somebody goes, why? He doesn't like to hear about Krishna. He becomes so advanced. That is sahaja. That is sahaja. We have had all this. Now we have to hear about Krishna. He is embracing Radharani and kissing. And these are ordinary. Krishna's talk is not ordinary. It is ordinary, it is only sahaja. One has taken everything very easy. They have understood everything. One was understood Krishna, you needed to hear more and more about Krishna. Here is Krishna, he is talking. Krishna is being placed in the supermost position. That is just. There is a false Mahatma. As soon as there is Krishna Bhagavan, one should be very much pleased. Oh, this is test. Adu sadhya tato sadhu sangha tato bhajanatya ap anartha nivittisya tato nishtha tato ruchi. Ruchi. This test is very further on. After anartha nivittisya nishtha, then ruchi. Test. Then asakti, then bhava, then prema. This is the process. Radhapana, radhapana. These are the kramapanta. Not jump over. Immediately, kirasi, without understanding Krishna. Then smoking will. Chaitanya Chaitama Dora. Siddhanta valiya chitte na karo alam. Yahite Krishna lage sudhira man. Siddhanta one has to understand what is Krishna. Then one becomes firmly faithful to Krishna. That's why we understand Krishna. One who does not understand Krishna, they think Krishna is as good as I am. reality manula. Is that all right about Krishna?